Okay, good evening all. So we've been discussing some of the laws as they pertain to how we should be eating or maybe not eating on Erev Shabbos. And we basically explained that yesterday that there are three levels of how a person might consider acting on Erev Shabbos. There is the basic level, and that is a person should ideally not be eating any sort of a set meal. You shouldn't wash and have bread after the ninth hour of the day. Then we explained that there are those who extend that. Maybe you shouldn't eat anything, any sort of set meal after Chatzos, after the midday. And then we explained the further chumra, further stringency, that there are those who try not to have any sort of a su'uda, they don't have any sort of a set meal at all. Even that means even if they normally wash on a roll for breakfast, even some people would not want to do that on Friday as a stringency. The ochlim bli su'uda, they have no meal at all. Machal moperis, what do they eat? They just eat like snacks, the fruit, there's plenty of things that a person could eat throughout the day, but below basar v'yayin, they don't drink wine, they don't eat meat, they don't have bread, they just sort of have simpler foods on Friday so that they shall be more hungry when it comes to Shabbos and their delicious Shabbos meal. Then he explains that peros u'mini mezonos afilo yoter mikabeitza mutar lechol kol yomim eino kovei alav. Similarly, in this same vein, then you don't just have it's not that you can only eat fruit the entire day or just have some candy or cookies. No, you could have any sort of a mezonos. You could have pasta. You could have real food, but just simply don't go so crazy and have some more of the exciting foods like a steak or something like that. That may not be the most appropriate thing to do in the world. But achlo yimali kriso mehan, as at the very end of the day, even if a person says, oh, I'm not being kovei asud, I'm not having a set meal, I'm not washing, I'm not having a steak, but the person has seven boxes of pasta, so that you're going to get filled up with that. And so even though you're not technically being kovei asud, you're not establishing a meal in the official sense of the word, nonetheless, you should not be doing that. There still is a mitzvah, it's still a good idea that someone should not be eating too much in Erev Shabbos, because again, we want to go into Shabbos with a certain excitement to eat the delicious chicken soup. Sometimes you'll go somewhere, sometimes you have this in the more Hamish type of communities, but maybe they'll be giving out, like, I don't know who does this, but you give out like chillin' on the street corner on Friday, maybe a little potato kugel on Erev Shabbos, so you can get the taste of Shabbos. It's called the shefa, like this is the food that flows out from Shabbos. So it's a cute idea that some people do. They want to get so excited for Shabbos, so on Erev Shabbos they serve potato kugel on the street corner. So he says that's actually not really an appropriate thing to do. Shaloh hitziru rak ti'imo. What are we allowed to be tasting an Erev Shabbos from the Shabbos food? You could have a taste from it, a spoonful if you need, if you're the one cooking, so you want to make sure the food tastes good. But lo lemalos kriso man, but you can't become full from these foods. So you have people who are having a pound and a half of chillin' on Erev Shabbos. The Nitzidik Gavriel is not usually someone who's such he doesn't give such muster, but he says, v'yesh asher mitam chisaron yadia, people who do this, who are eating extensively from the Shabbos food on Erev Shabbos, he said they're just not intelligent individuals. They're just lacking the information. They think they're doing something so spiritual by having so much potato kugel to get excited for Shabbos, but really they're probably doing the opposite thing from what is appropriate, and that is, again, that one should be eating as little as possible so that they can be properly excited and prepared for the Shabbos meals. There's a few more halachos in this that we'll conclude tomorrow, but God willing, we'll conclude tomorrow, but for now we'll conclude with the Rabbis Kaddish, Rabbi Chanani.